Good morning, everyone. In breaking news this morning, Woolworths Chief Executive Officer and Managing Director Grant O'Brien has announced he will retire from the company. Mr. O'Brien has been CEO since October 2011. Woolworths announced that a global executive search process will be conducted by the board to appoint a new CEO, but Mr. O'Brien will continue to serve as CEO and Managing Director during this period. The Trade Minister, Andrew Robb, says Australia's free trade agreement with China is expected to deliver thousands of jobs. The negotiations were concluded in November and Australia and China will officially sign the deal in Canberra today. Mr. Robb says Australia has already secured agreements with South Korea and Japan since being elected. The head of the European Commission, Jean-Claude Juncker, has accused the government in Athens of misleading Greeks over their debt negotiations. He angrily rejected government allegations that the Commission has suggested increasing tax on medicine and electricity and said ministers know their claims are not true. Mr. Juncker says the Greek Prime Minister has given voters a deliberately distorted version of the EU proposals. To the markets, and there were some gains on Wall Street ahead of the two-day Fed Reserve meeting this week. The Dow gained 113 points. The Nasdaq and S&P 500 were both up 0.5%. In London, the FTSE closed virtually unchanged as ongoing Greek debt worries continue to unsettle investors over there. Checking commodity prices, West Texas crude is trading at $60 a barrel. Tapas crude is at $64 a barrel and gold is trading at $1,181 an ounce. The Australian dollar is currently buying 77 US cents, 69 euro cents and 49 pence sterling.